Ma. You know, I gotta talk to you for a minute. Times are changing, and there's a new morality going around. Nah, that ain't gonna work. Hey there, Ma. Boy, you really looking beautiful today. You know, at first, I thought Nina Horn had moved in here. Say, about that new morality going around. Nah, that ain't gonna make it. Hey there, you lovely, open-minded, sweetheart mama of mine. Guess how your son's gonna make some money?
You sold your brain to the junkyard.
We don't sneak it up on people.
I always sneak up on people when they start talking to thin air.
Well, I'll have you know, ugly little sister, that I've just got commissioned to paint a portrait.
You're kidding.
No, I ain't. And this could be my big chance. Next thing you know, I'll be hung in a museum.
Oh, it doesn't matter where, so long as they hang you. Who are you gonna paint?
Mrs. Charlene Brooks.
The lady who just moved in upstairs? The one with the shake 'em up shimmy? The one everybody's talking about?
The only reason they're talking about it is because they're jealous. They don't know that she happens to be a real hip lady who wears real cool clothes.
Who is right? That lady doesn't wear strapless dresses. She wears dressless straps.
Well, this time, her skimp is not the problem.
What is?
The fact is that when I paint her, she ain't gonna be wearing no skimp at all.
That lady wants you to paint her in the nude?
That's right. That all-together lady wants me to paint her in the all-together.
Hey, that's great!
Hey, Thelma, you really like the idea?
Yeah!
You think that Ma like it, too?
No, she's gonna kill you! That's why I like it! Hey, Daddy, Ma, guess what JJ's gonna do?
Hey, now, shut up, Thelma. Let me tell it. Ma, I got some good news.
And some bad news.
Uh-oh, what happened?
Well,
Thelma... Let me tell it, please.
Well, I just want to give him the bare facts.
Shut up. This is too important to me.
What is, JJ?
Well, my open-minded, lovely, sweetheart mama...
James, we're in big trouble.
Oh, no, it all depends on how you look at it.
How you look at what, Junior?
Okay, I'll tell you. I've just been commissioned to paint a portrait of a lovely young lady. It's a birthday present for her husband.
Oh, JJ, that's wonderful. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, congratulations, Junior.
Thanks, Dad. I'm getting paid $50 to paint it.
Hey!
Yeah, JJ, you forgot to tell him what kind of portrait.
I'll get to that.
I know. I can hardly wait.
Thelma, will you shift your lips into park?
Okay, JJ, give me the bad news. What kind of portrait is it?
Yeah, let's hear it straight, Junior.
Well, it all started when I was in the third grade. The teacher put a paintbrush in my hand.
I said, let's hear it straight, Junior. What kind of portrait?
Well, about 2 weeks ago, a moving van pulled up front. And then...
Junior, I want to hear what kind of portrait, and I want to hear it in one word.
Nude. What we got cooking here? That's lovely.
Nude?
You gonna paint a woman in the nude?
Us artists call it au natural.
And us mamas call it, oh, no, you ain't.
Oh, my times are changing. Don't be so old-fashioned.
Well, maybe times have changed, but mamas haven't.
I don't see anything so terrible about it.
Tell me, you mean to say you're taking Junior's side?
Well, I guess I am.
Thelma, don't do that. That could be a shock to my system.
The body is nothing to be ashamed of. All artists have painted nudes.
That's right. There was Michelangelo, Picasso, Rubén, Gauguin. Then there was a Spanish dude named Goya who painted the Naked Duchess. And that didn't bother the Duke none.
Maybe the Duke copped out when the pressure got heavy.
JJ, your father and I know that you're talented. But why can't you paint fruit or trees or chicken?
Because nobody will pay $50 for a picture of a naked chicken.
Well, maybe it's not that bad after all. The way JJ paints, you might not know what it is anyway.
Dad, now let me appeal to you. You out there in the street every day, you know how hard it is to make $50.
Yeah, you got me there, Junior.
And you know how much art supplies I can get with that and how long that'll keep me going?
Yeah. Well, Florida, what do you say?
Well, yourself, what do you say? You're the head of the house.
Hey, now, wait a minute. How come I'm always head of the house when you want to say no, but you the head of the house when you want to say yes?
James, you're just not thinking. Now, we know that J.J. is talented, and we know the importance of $50. But what kind of a woman would pose naked in front of an 18-year-old boy? What kind, James?
Well, my guess is that she probably...
Oh, never mind. You're a man. I already know what you get.
Oh, now, come on, Mark. You got the wrong idea. Mrs. Brooks happens to be a very lovely lady.
Mrs. Brooks?
The Wiggler?
Who calls her the Wiggler?
Anybody with 20/20 vision. She shakes like Jell-O on a roller coaster.
She can't help but shake. It's built in, like the shimmer of moonlight on Lake Michigan when you can see through the sewage. Now, come on, Ma. This is my big chance. One commission could lead to another. Besides, what's it new to me? I'm an artiste. After all, God made the human figure in his own image.
He also made fig leaves.
Oh, Ma, all I know is that my whole art career is going down the tubes.
Oh, come on, J.J., it's not that bad.
It is, Ma. I don't remember the last time I sold a painting. I'm beginning to wonder if I really got what it takes. Maybe I ought to just give up the whole thing.
Oh, now, Junior, you can't be serious about that.
I am, Dad. I mean, like, what's the use of knocking your head against the wall if ain't nothing happening?
Yeah. Well, look, let me and your mother talk about this alone for a minute. I'll let you know, yeah?
Okay, Dad. But I feel the need for some sympathy. I think I'd go in the room and cut off my ear.
Now, look here, Florida. Maybe we ought
to... James, it just isn't right to paint some man's wife nude.
Yeah, maybe Junior's right. Maybe we are being a little bit old-fashioned about this. I mean, after all, if God didn't intend for man to look at woman, then why did he give them all them nice, what I mean to say is, how come he made them look so, why he make them look so beautiful, baby? Like you, sugar.
James, the thought of J.J. painting a naked woman is something I just can't accept.
Well, I think we ought to at least talk about the thing some more.
Having another family discussion?
You stay out of this.
I'm not even in it yet.
James, why would the Wiggler hire J.J.?
What's a Wiggler?
Never mind. Because he's the only painter in the projects. He's cheap, and probably because you feel safe undressing in front of him.
Who's going to undress?
Didn't I say never mind?
I thought you wanted me to participate in family discussions.
Not in this particular discussion. Now go do some homework.
I want to be bust to another family.
Right, you know, get out of here. I'm going to bust you with this belt. Now, baby, you heard what Junior said. He's ready to give up on his painting. I know you don't want that, do you?
Honey, you know I don't.
You know, Florida, there's a lot of kids like Junior out on the street. They ain't got nowhere to go, nothing to do. At least our son's got a talent. I mean, he can paint. If Junior ain't got his painting, he ain't nowhere. Well?
Maybe you're right, James. He's got to go on painting.
That's right.
I guess I was silly worried about J.J. and the Wiggler. I know we brought him up right.
Sure we did. My son? Well, let's trust him anyhow.
All right, James. If it's okay with you, it's okay with me. You heard, too, huh? Well, I just love these little private talks we have, James.
Thanks, Ma and Dad. The minute I was born and met y'all two, I knew that we would hit it off.
Who are you calling?
I'm calling Mrs. Brooks to tell her it's all set. Hello? Mrs. Brooks? Mr. Brooks. Yeah, well, this is our hairdresser, Mr. Leroy. Yeah, I'm down here at the beauty saloon. Yeah, I'm calling about our hair appointment today. Yeah, I'm supposed to hot comb our afro. Yeah, I'll hold on.
Junior, what is this Mr. Leroy business?
Dad, I don't want to blow the surprise. Hello? Mrs. Brooks? Yeah, this is your personal portrait painter, James Evans Jr. Yeah, I want to finalize the arrangement. Yeah, it's all set. All you have to do is come down with a small down payment. Say about 90%. Yeah, okay, I'll see you soon. Bye. Well, I'm in business. It's all set. I am in business and she's on her way down.
Oh, JJ, I'm so happy for you.
Yeah, me too, Junior.
To meet the Wiggler, too. You know, I still don't understand it. What kind of a birthday present is that anyway? Why give your husband a painting of yourself in the nude?
Sure beats the hell out them slippers I got. Baby, you know, I got a birthday coming up soon.
James.
Get it, Dad. Hey, hello, Mrs. Brooks.
Hi, JJ.
Come on in.
Thank you.
I want you to meet my family. This is my mother, my sister Thelma, and my dad.
How do you do, Mrs. Brooks?
My, Mr. Evans. JJ didn't tell me he had such a handsome father.
How you doing, Miss Brooks?
Wonderful model yourself.
Me and Jim Brown.
Your stomach just went down one size and your head went up two.
I brought the down payment, JJ. I've only got $25 for now.
Oh, that's fine. When do you want to get started?
How about 5 o'clock tomorrow? My husband Calvin thinks I'm getting my hair done.
Tomorrow will be fine.
You better give me the address of your studio.
Oh, you have the address. Right here.
Here?
Here?
Here, JJ.
Here?
Come on now, take it easy, Ma. Where else you think I was gonna paint her?
I never even thought about it, and now that I think about it, I don't want to think about it.
But, Mom!
Don't you but, Mommy. There is no way in the world you're going to paint a naked woman in that living room.
Then I'll paint her here in the kitchen.
Can I just have my deposit back?
Thelma, don't just stand there. Do something to help me. I'm desperate.
I agree with Ma and Daddy. It's crazy.
I thought you was on my side.
You knew that wouldn't last.
Oh, this ain't fair. I'm going to cut off both my ears.
JJ, will you stop that nonsense? Now, we gave in to the idea of a nude picture, but not in our home. We've got a 12-year-old child here.
Oh, that's okay, Ma. I'll get him a fake ID.
I'll be 13 in 2 months.
Michael, you shouldn't even be listening. Go into Thelma's room.
You can hear just as good in there.
I beg your pardon?
I'm going, Daddy.
That's what I thought you said.
My money back, please.
Just relax, Miss Brooks. I'll think of something. How about if I paint you up on the roof?
Junior, why don't you just give the lady her money back now?
Daddy, maybe JJ can rent a studio.
Are you crazy, girl? There ain't no studios around here.
Can I have my money back?
Okay, looks like I'm dead. Here you go. And there goes my whole art career out the window, and I wish I could go out the window with it.
Just a minute. Mrs. Brooks, I just had a thought. Now, you want to give your husband a nice birthday present, a portrait of yourself, right?
Right.
Well, would it make any difference if you gave him a picture of you in a bathing suit?
But it's a birthday present. That's why I want it done in my birthday suit. Well, do you think my husband would like it?
Mrs. Brooks. I'm sure that with your figure and my son's imagination, well, that paint will come out just fine.
Evans, I think that's a good idea. We'll put what talents I have into a bathing suit and JJ's talents on canvas. Oh, that's a great idea.
Good. Thanks, Ma, for coming up with a great idea.
Hey, now that the Wigglers gonna wear a bathing suit, is it cool for a 12-year-old kid to come out now?
I'm all set. All I need now is my model, who shall be here momentarily.
Junior?
Now, the most important thing about a painting like this is concentration. Don't let nothing distract you.
What are you talking about, Dad?
Well, what I mean is you can see that even with a dress on, that the woman is, together.
You noticed.
Well, just giving my son some advice, that's all.
Oh, now, you don't have to worry about me. Being an artist is like being a doctor. When I look at the female figure, all I see is a collection of curves.
Well, don't forget the stop signs.
I don't know what's wrong with y'all. Y'all don't understand. This is my profession now. It don't bother me being around beautiful females. They just call me the Long Toulouse Lautrec.
James.
I'll get it. Hello, Mrs. Brooks.
Hi, JJ. Mr. and Mrs. Evans.
Mrs. Brooks, how you doing?
Well, I'm all ready for you. All you have to do is go hang up your coat over there.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Too loose.
How do you want me to pose?
Anyway, it's fine. I can't miss you.
Well, how's this?
Be fine.
Okay, I'll do this.
Okay. I think I can handle this alone, Dad.
Of course, Junior. You're on your own, son.
You think my husband will like his birthday present?
Yes, Lord. I get it, baby. Hello? No! Not no! Of course that ain't Florida. Junior, pull the shade down. Well, what's your jaw so tight about?
What do you mean? No, no, no! Of course that ain't Florida.
Baby, if that was you standing there in a bathing suit, why, all the windows in the projects be wide open.
I'm not bothering anybody.
No, 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 no. This is a typical evening in the Evans home.
Yeah, no trouble, no trouble at all, Miss Brooks.
James. Yeah. JJ is doing the painting. There's no need for you to do the looking.
Oh, Florida, what you talking about? I ain't paying that girl no mind. Mm-hmm. Hey, this stuff is cold. Give me another cup of thigh, will you?
Can I see it now?
Well, not until it's finished. Well, this session will wrap it up, Miss Brooks. I think that's about it.
Good. I've been lying to my husband for 6 days, sneaking around, trying to keep him from following me. He's getting wise, and I'm getting pneumonia.
Well, I gotta get another tube of paint. I'm running out of flesh tones. You use up a lot of that.
Calvin, what are you doing here?
I got a better question, baby. What the hell are you doing
Calvin,
here?
Calvin, wait, there's
an explanation. Yeah, I bet there is. Now, who's the dude?
The dude.
Well, let's get at it.
Hey! Who are you?
He's my husband.
Oh, nice to meet you. You owe me $25 for services rendered.
This beat my time? I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I mean, you're messing around with this mess of bones.
Wait a minute. You think that me and her were...
You're damn right.
Well, sometimes these things happen between a model and an artiste.
Okay.
Now, wait a minute. I was just immoralizing her on canvas. What I mean was...
I know what you mean, dude.
Well, wait a minute. I got something to say.
Yeah, like what?
Help, police!
Say your prayers, sonny.
Mom!
Hey, what the hell's going on here? Man, this brown bag of bones been messing with my wife.
Yeah, well, just lighten up, brother, because this brown bag of bones happens to be my son.
That's right. You're lucky my dad got here.
Nonsense before something falls off. And if you'd open your eyes, you'd see what's going on.
That's right, honey. He was painting my picture as a birthday present for you. Oh. But hey, that's not what I was wearing.
Well, that's the way I see it.
Well, do you like it?
Charlene, you're something else.
No, something else is the bathing suit. Compliments of yours, truly.
Hey, when I sign that painting, I'm gonna sign it J.J. Evans and Mama.
Honey, you did this for me?
I sure did.
Oh, baby, you're fantastic.
She wasn't fantastic by herself. It was a collaboration between artist and model.
J.J., you're a genius.
I know.
Yeah, and folks, that's some artist you got there.
We know.